the talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Here's Ian Happ lining one down the right field line. Base hit up against the wall. Happ is going for a double, and he will have two bases.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And a high fly ball hit to deep left. Happ going back. He's at the track near the wall. Leaps, and he makes the catch. Another excellent play in left.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Owen's awesome. He's Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, really? They didn't say that 48 times.
I don't know if you know that about Owen. He's Canadian. He's got juice, man. He's got juice. He gets the ball hard. He's got oppo juice. Just cool, like, to see the first hit. Cool to see backside homer.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Brahimi and Harris on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I am Mark Grody, filling in for Layla today. And we are thrilled to be able to go to San Francisco. And joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is indeed Cubs left fielder Ian Happ. Download the Circus Sports app today. Ian, how are you? What's going on, man?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We are doing well as well. We're very happy that we have you on here. I know you guys are getting ready to go in San Fran, a rematch tonight, Colin Ray against Carson Wisenhunt. But Marshall and I, Ian, were talking about it earlier, and I'm sure you were talking about it too after the game. Your what we thought was a catch in the second inning, negotiating the net in left field, and you did catch the ball, did go in your mitt, reviewed by San Francisco, and overturned. Ian, did you know it was going to get overturned?
When I saw the video, I did. I didn't know right away. I thought, when I caught it, I thought that I had caught it, because I couldn't tell if it hit the net beforehand. But then as soon as I saw the replay, they had a good angle of it, and it was like, well, that's not a catch.
So you were like all of us, looking up at the Jumbotron, like we're looking up at the instant replay. Ian, a tough loss last night. Does that take the day off into account that you lost some momentum? I don't even know if you believe in momentum, but would you have rather played on Monday after getting the sweep?
No, I don't think so. I think that was, you know, just from the stretch that we had of the five games in 4 days and then going to the West Coast. I think the day off was nice and we needed it. But Verlander did a good job and their bullpen did a good job. And I think, you know, that it's interesting. San Francisco's the way the wind blows and kind of the chilly weather in the middle of August. It's a tough place to score runs. You know, it always has been. And so I thought we left some guys on base yesterday, had some good at-bats with runner scoring position, but didn't quite get a chance to break it open early. And our bullpen did a good job of keeping us in a place where we could claw back into that one. But that's a good team. And they played well. And, you know, we got two more games left in the series to come out with the series win.
Yeah, no doubt. It's funny what you say about the weather in San Fran. It's always funny. Like, as long as I've been watching the Cubs, I've been watching since the 80s, Ian, whenever there's a San Francisco series, and there's only one a year, it's always like all of a sudden, like we go from the 90 degree of Chicago to there's Taylor McGregor in the dugout with like a coat on doing the pregame. So it is an odd atmosphere in San Fran. You guys got to spend the day off there too, didn't you?
Yeah, we got to spend the day off here. And so, you know, being able to get to the city and, you know, when you get on the West Coast, just being able to have a day where you can get acclimated, where you can, you know, try to get onto the time zone. I think that one of the hardest things about getting on the West Coast is those first couple of days, you're waking up at 7 a.m. and trying to force yourself to keep sleeping because you're working nights. So to be able to get that off day and trying to get on the schedule was nice.
I learned that too, man. That's a real thing. I just thought when I was doing pre and post for you guys, 15 to 17, I was like, my God, like how, it is. Like I used to sort of blow that off as, oh, come on, they're professional baseball players. But that two-hour thing, man, and going out west, it can definitely have an effect on one's body for sure. Does everybody feel better right now, Ian, that Kyle Tucker, I mean, another hit last night, he kind of looks like himself again. Does everything feel better now, or is that ruckus starting to settle down right now?
I mean, yeah, he's one of the best players in baseball, one of the best hitters in the game. We're all going to go through stretches like that. There's going to be times where the balls you're hitting, you're not getting the results, and things feel a little bit off. But yeah, he looks. And I think the most impressive part about that stretch is that he still walked a ton. He was still getting on base a ton because he's a professional hitter. But, you know, him clipping a couple of balls in L.A., seeing the ball leave the yard, you know, it has him feeling more right.
Ian, as we look at this game tonight, it's interesting because you're going up against Carson Wisenhunt, a guy you haven't seen before. And I'm curious as to what your approach is when a guy is up from the minors. This is kind of the case this time of year for several teams. What changes and how do you try to scout them out?
Yeah, I think it's reading the report, just trying to identify kind of what he does well and matching it to your strengths. Trying to see exactly, okay, here's what he's trying to do, or here's what has been effective for him against the rest of the league, and then matching that to, okay, here's a pitch that I hit well in a place that I want to look. And so when you haven't seen a guy before and you don't have kind of that experience with him, that's kind of the deciding factor. You know, he's got a good fastball. He's thrown a ton of changeups to righties. So it's kind of a fastball changeup mix with a rare breaking ball. And so trying to get the fastball to a place where you can handle it and lay off that kind of down and away changeup for the righties.
Matthew Boyd had kind of a rough one last night, 5 1/3, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits. Did strike out 8 like he usually does, walked a few, gave up 2 homers. I guess there's not much shame in giving up a 2-run homer to Matt Chapman, but we still feel good about Boyd. You think he's okay, same old Matt Boyd in the clubhouse postgame?
Yeah, he's a professional, and that's one of the things that it's really impressive about him is he does a really good job of looking at his outing and understanding what went wrong or what the mistake was. And the hardest thing for a pitcher is, you know, he makes the one pitch to Chapman that he handled really well. And it was kind of an upheater, not a bad pitch, but Chapman takes him out of the yard. And that's the difference between going, you know, 6 innings with 3 or 6 innings with 5. And so that one bad pitch is something, or the one that Chapman handled is kind of the difference in that outing. You know, the other two, and especially like that Devers blooper, it's like that's a really good pitch.
Yeah,
and that's if he gets out of that inning and he's got 2 runs through 5, you know, it's a little bit of a different story. And so he does a really good job of just evaluating it, understanding, and then making the decision for the next outing or kind of the process for the next 4 days before he pitches again.
Yeah, that was that inning. I characterized it as annoying last night, that 5th inning where Matos gets the leadoff double. It looks like Boyd's going to get out of it, gets the next 2 outs, and then the Ramos hit, and then the damn Devers hit, which just found the exact space on the field that it needed to be. Ian, thank you so much, man, for kind of rearranging your schedule a little bit to join us a little bit later. We appreciate you, always appreciate you coming on The Score, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you
thanks,
too.
Ian.
That is Ian Happ. And guess what? I'm giving something away. I am going to give something away right now because I love Riot Fest and I plan on going to Riot Fest. Caller 6 to The Score contest line, 312-540-0670, will win a pair of general admission tickets to Riot Fest on Sunday, September 21st, featuring performances by Green Day, Idols, Bad Religion, Inhaler, and more.
The more, by the way, is Mark Grody will be there, so if you run into him, take a picture, take a selfie, take several selfies with you.
I would love to. I love meeting our listeners out in the wild. It's always a blast. Coming up next, speaking of a blast, it is the Spiegel and Holmes show. I saw Lawrence Holmes. I also saw Russ Dorsey.
Here we go.
So here we go. Here we go is right. Transition is next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.